Radio Pulpit 657 AM, your daily companion.
Masimdumise rhoqo ngecawe ngo 5 o'clock ekuseni no Ayanda Nenene. Siyathandaza, siyadumisa, sitya ilizwi nobungqina kuKristu. Let's praise him ku Radio Pulpit 657 AM.
I want us to zoom in on labor. In the Bible you see several references of labor. You see labor as prayer. When we labor in prayer, when we travail in prayer, you see an example of that with the prophet Elijah, when he prophesied that it would not rain. Now, the book of James 5, verse 17, it says, Elijah was a man just like us. He prayed earnestly that it would not rain, and it did not rain on the land for 3.5 years. Again he prayed, and the heavens gave rain, and the earth produced its crops. Now, this is the New Testament, and it sounds easy. He prayed, and it stopped to rain, and after 3.5 years he prayed, and the rain came and gave crops. But when you go to the Old Testament and find out how he prayed to have the rain come back, it was not a mere just, you know, God, please open up the skies now, let it rain. And then he went about his days. No, he persisted. The Bible says he went, he got on his knees, he put his head between his knees, and he began to pray. And when he began to pray, there was not even a sign of any, promise that it could rain. He did not pray based on a promising, you know, maybe there's a wind or it smells like rain, or there was not even a cloud. It was dry, it was hot, the skies were clear. And then he came by faith before the Lord and he prayed. And the first time he prayed, there was no sign that anything was changing. Once again, he continued. For the seventh time, until he got to the seventh time, there was no sign. And even when the seventh time came, the sign was so small. The Bible says it was just a cloud the size of a hand of a man. But the faith in his heart knew that even though it seems small in the natural, in the spiritual realm, we've broken through. So he teaches us how to travail. We have to persist. We must not be discouraged as when we come in prayer before God, when we see things delaying, they look like they're delaying. Keep on persisting until, and you travail. Travail also refers to praying in the Spirit. You know, the Bible says we do not know how we ought to pray, but the Holy Spirit through us, he prays with groans that we cannot understand. So we give ourselves to the Holy Spirit to take over as we pray. We pray in our understanding and we pray in the Spirit and we persist in prayer. The fervent prayer of a righteous man is powerful and effective, and it avails much. So when we come and we travail, that's when change starts to happen. So the Bible says in Micah, Israel will be abandoned until the time when she who is in labor gives birth. This was a prophecy about Mary, the mother of Jesus, and how she would have to labor and bring him forth so that he would bring change to the world. In the same way, the same scripture can be applied to the church today. The church itself, it will not be populated by souls if there are no people praying. The things in your life that God needs to change in your family will stay the same until she who is in labor, the one who has the Holy Spirit in them, can push through until they give birth to the promises of God, until they give birth to the things that the Lord has made available in the Spirit. Remember Daniel family, how Daniel went into a fast, and the Bible says on the very first day he started to pray, the heavens released an answer. But it took 21 days for the answer to arrive, because in the spiritual realm, there was warfare that was trying to block him from receiving that answer. And that answer, it was not even what he set out to pray for. He wanted to know, he said, 70 days have come now, and now my people have to go to Israel. And he went to seek the face of the Lord based on that. But when the Lord releases an answer, God starts to give him now an answer not only based on Israel at that time. He's telling him about generations to come. He's telling him about the end times. He's telling him about our days that we are living in, because he persisted in prayer. So therefore the situation looks hopeless until us who have the Holy Spirit within us, who are carrying within us the promises of God, we push in the Spirit, and we labor in the Spirit, and we travail in the Spirit, and then those promises come and take shape in the world. The fervent prayer of a righteous man avails much. It brings about the fulfillment of destiny, the fulfillment of the promises of God. The book of Colossians 4, in verse 2, it says, "Don't be weary in prayer. Keep at it. Watch for God's answers and remember to be thankful when they come." Israel will stay abundant until the time when she who is in labor gives birth. And this family, it also refers to our country, in the parliament, in government, you know, the job situation in the country, you know, crime, all of that. You know who has the answer? The church. The church. We are those who have the Holy Spirit within us, who know how to pray. And the Bible says, if my people who are called by my name humble themselves and pray and turn from their wicked ways, I will hear from heaven and heal their land. So we are the answer. If our land is not healed, if our land is abandoned, if our land, it's the church. She needs to come together, turn from her wicked ways, and come and pray, and God will heal our land. Let us not be tired in praying. Let's not be weary. And let us always remember to persist, persist, persist in prayer.
Give your faith wings. Explore life with 657 AM.
Do you need prayer? WhatsApp your name and your prayer request to 082-657-2729. And our care center will gladly contact you to pray for you. Do you read the Word for Today daily devotionals? We wish to ensure that your copy reaches you on time. You can now receive the booklet directly at an address of your choice or via email if you prefer. It's easy. Visit radiopulpit.co.za, select your choice, and update your details. Or SMS the word devotional to 37871. You will receive a reply SMS with the options. Alternatively, contact client services on 012-334-1257. Standard rates apply.
Radio Pulpit, 657 AM. Your daily companion through thick and thin. Download our mobile app or visit radiopulpit.co.za. You and 657 AM and life. A winning team on the road to eternity.